Wenn ich in den letzten Jahren irgendjemand im Soul begegnet bin oder auch jetzt in
Whenever
Tokio,
I've
wo ich
met
jetzt
people in
lebe,
Seoul over the past
denen
few
Leuten
years,
erzähle,
or
dass
in
ich ein
Tokyo, where I
DJ
live now,
Content aus
and I
Deutschland
tell them
bin,
I'm a DJ
dann
and
behaupten
music
alle
producer
immer
from
sofort, dass
Germany,
sie auch nämlich
they
schon in
immediately
Berghain waren.
proclaim that
Die
they've been to the
meisten
Berghain Club.
Deutschland, nämlich
To
in
most
erster
people,
Linie oder aus
Germany, or
Norddeutschland in
rather
erster Linie
music from
Berlin
Germany, means
und
first and
Techno, und
foremost
das ist alles
Berlin
immer
and
tagsüber teuer.
techno.
In erster
And
Linie
that's all
Berlin,
totally great.
Techno, und
Some
das ist
folks
alles
still
immer
remember
tagsüber teuer.
Rammstein and
Dann
Kraftwerk,
kennen
but
manche
not a
Leute
whole
vielleicht
lot
auch noch
after that.
Rammstein und Kraftwerk.
Okay, I have
Danach
seen
kommt
Helene
das dann
Fischer
auch
albums
noch
in Korean record
Helene
stores.
Fischer-Platten habe ich
Unless you
gesehen
come
in
across real
koreanischen
nerds, like here in
Plattengeschäften,
Japan,
außer
who
man
will
sucht dann eben
immediately and
überall auch hier in
expertly
Japan
expand on the
irgendwelche
subject of
Nerds, die
krautrock
dann
bands
sofort
like
auch das
Amon
Fachdeutsch
Du,
schon sagen
Anexus
und
Quam,
Anexus
Can
Quam
and
und
Popol
Wu
Vuh. They
erzählen
often
und
know far more than I
oft
do.
darüber noch wesentlich mehr wissen als ich.
That's an outside take on German rock and pop music from Hans Nieswand, who's been living in East Asia for years now. First in Korea and now in Japan. We'll be checking out his new album on this podcast, as well as recent releases by Acht Eimer Hühnerherzen, Die Heiterkeit, Güne Künje and Mascha Kurella. Welcome to the May edition of the Popcast, a Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2 co-production. This is dashing Dave Creedon presenting the English version of Ralf Summer's Popcast with his five new German album picks for the month. Album number one is called Songbook and it's by Mascha Kurella. Here's a song about her native city, Berlin. Geld. That was Mascha Kurella, Wut und Glück, a song about anger and happiness off her latest album, which is called Songbook. Songbook is a mixed bag of soundtracks she has composed, as well as other commissioned works and even covers. Kurella figured, why not give this side of her work a wider hearing? So this is a collection of outliers and one-off commissions that are important to her and have left a mark on her music, but have often stayed under the radar.
No matter what I do, whether it's a setting, a score, or a new rendition of a well-known tune, the songs have to go through my room, as Thomas Brasch puts it, and then they sound like me.
Thomas Brasch was a German playwright and film director who died in 2001. A few years ago, Mascha Kurella set some of his poems to music on her album Wo Anders. Kurella's new album, Songbook, also surprisingly includes some cover versions of other people's songs, such as Queen's I Want to Break Free. The first time she heard that song on her elder brother's Queen LP, she accidentally scratched the record and almost paid dearly for that. Her brother went ballistic and proceeded to dangle his little sister upside down from the 18th floor of their parents' flat in a Berlin high-rise. Thank God he didn't let go. Kurella is now a much sought-after artist, often tapped to provide music for theatre productions and soundtracks for TV and films. This is how her rendition of Whitney Houston's I Wanna Dance With Somebody came about. Ralf Sommer's personal favourites on the album are Cool Breeze, originally by the Jeremy Spencer Band, and Wut und Glück, in other words, Anger and Happiness, the song we've just heard. The lyrics are drawn from a personal essay about Berlin by the award-winning journalist and writer Alexander Osang.
Wut und Glück basiert textlich auf einem Essay von Alexander Osang über Berlin aus dem Jahr 2017.
The lyrics to Wut und Glück are based on an essay about Berlin by Alexander Osang from the year 2017. I read it just after returning from a long tour in Poland, where I'd opened for the Polish artist Cortez. Somehow the writing struck a chord with me. In a casual, melancholy way, it settles old scores with Berlin, while simultaneously declaring his love for Berlin. When Kuba Galinski, the Cortez band's keyboarder at the time, asked me if I could imagine singing in German for a new project, Osang's article was still on my mind, and it struck me as a perfect fit for the spacey keyboards and beats Galinski had sent me. Sadly, nothing came of the project. But when I listened to the song again a few years later, I thought, what a crying shame that it never came out. So Songbook was just the right album to keep working on it, make a new recording and liberate the song from its confinement to my hard disk.
Songbook ist genau das richtige Album, um den Song dann doch nochmal aufzunehmen und von seinem Festplattendasein zu befreien.
That was Mascha Kurella, who was born in East Berlin to a Russian father and German mother, talking about her new solo album. Fans know her from her previous instrumental bands, Mina and Contriva, which formed up in Berlin just after the wall came down. Mascha's 2025 sound is a wonderfully luxuriating brand of German city pop. She's on tour till October, accompanied by musicians from Blumfeld and Notwist, among others, and she'll be appearing at the Fusion Festival. Let's segue from Mascha to Stella Sommer, who was born in the town of Husum on the North Sea. Sommer is the frontwoman for the Berlin band Die Heiterkeit, whose latest album is called Schwarze Magie, or Black Magic.
Thank you. das dunkle Gewitter, das ich bin. Wo ich auch hingehe, kennt man mich, als das dunkle Gewitter, das ich bin.
That was Dunkle Gewitter, or Dark Storms, off the new album by Die Heiterkeit. This number has been hanging over singer and guitarist Stella Sommer's head, to use the metaphor employed in the song, for several years. Sommer explains.
Dunkle Gewitter ist eigentlich die Art von Lied, die sich selbst schreibt.
Dunkle Gewitter is the kind of song that more or less writes itself because it's so predetermined by the form. So you could write 20 to 30 verses to Dunkle Gewitter in half an hour. They're so predetermined by the form that you only need change a couple of words in the lyrics and somehow it works. That's my favorite kind of song. Songs that give you the feeling they came into the world already finished.
Fertig auf die Welt, letztlich.
That was Stella Sommer on an automatic or stream-of-consciousness approach to songwriting for Schwarze Magie, which means black magic, a new album by her band Die Heiterkeit after a six-year break. Last year she released her first album as a duo called Die Mausies with Max Gruber, alias Drangsal. Stella makes solo records too, on which she sings in English, but with Die Heiterkeit she sings in German. Her latest album with Die Heiterkeit is another dark and mesmerizing work. So its title was a foregone conclusion.
Ich war von Anfang an klar, dass das Album nur Schwarze Magie heißen kann, weil es irgendwie zum einen die Quintessenz des Albums am besten auf den
It was clear to me from the get-go that the album would be called Schwarze Magie. Because black magic encapsulates the quintessence of the songs, that they contain a kind of knowledge within themselves. And because there's something healing about the songs and the whole record, black magic, sometimes only black magic helps. The title is like a slogan, like a mantra for the album. Not only that, but had major technical troubles in the studio. These song projects sort of led a life of their own on the computer. Sometimes we were actually afraid to open the recordings the next morning because we didn't know what sort of prank the recording program would play on us next. We said jokingly that the projects were haunted. There really was no other explanation. That's why Black Magic was the only possible title.
Schwarze Magie eigentlich der einzige Titel, der in Frage kam.
That was Stella Sommer on Black Magic and the prankster PC Poltergeists that bedeviled the recording of Die Heiterkeit's new album. Stella's voice sounds dark on the record, even mystical and experienced, as if she were in possession of the collective knowledge of several generations. And no wonder, seeing as she's a fan of the Great American Songbook, the canon of classical American 20th century songwriting. Her sound is a perfect pop confection of doom, gloom, and melancholy. One could imagine her doing a fine duet with, say, Lana Del Rey.
Ja, also ich würde nicht nein sagen, wenn Lana Del Rey anfragen würde.
I wouldn't say no if Lana Del Rey asked me. But if I had my pick, it'd be with Bob Dylan and Nick Cave.
Würde, wenn ich es mir aussuchen könnte.
That was Stella Del Rey, or should we say Lana Sommer, on her Ideal Partners for a duet. To stick to the colour black, let's turn to a DJ, musician and author, Hans Niesvant, who recalls the black light of the discotheques of his youth on his new record, Fluorescent. Here's the title track. We'll be right back. They had long hair. They were free. They were good years, wonderfully fluorescent, sings Hans Niesvand in German on the title track of his latest brainchild, Fluorescent. Fluorescent here means something like glowing or shimmering. Some of us knew Niesvand back in the days when he was editor-in-chief of Spex Music magazine and a member of a Cologne disco and house trio called Whirlpool Productions, whose claim to world fame was their hit song From Disco to Disco, which actually topped the charts in Italy. 5 years ago, Hans moved to Seoul, Korea. There are no covers or guest vocalists on Niesvand's new album. He wrote and sang all the songs himself. It was a musical journey, as he puts it. Quote, from krautrock to goth, synthwave to art pop, cosmic to comic, and more or less on to the end of the rainbow. Unquote.
Der Titel Fluoreszent, der steht zunächst mal dafür, dass die Platte ein, wie ich denke, ziemlich breites und schillerndes Spektrum hat.
The title Fluoreszent refers to the fact that the record covers a wide and, in my opinion, shimmering spectrum, taking up many different styles, all of which have stayed with me or influenced me to some degree or made a lasting impression on me. But Fluoreszent also reminds me of the black lights in the first discos I went to as a teenager. The common thread running through the songs on the album may be that I revisit all sorts of different music from my teens and hope to find some of their magic again. Most of it's krautrock, post-punk or disco, but also gothic and dark wave and something I might call art pop.
Goth und dark wave und etwas, was ich vielleicht art pop nennen würde.
Hans Niesvand has been re-listening to a lot of old music in Seoul in recent years, but with a more mature ear, as he puts it. And it was the first time he listened closely to some music genres he'd previously written off. On his new album, he seeks to conjure up some of the magic of youthful impressionability.
Als es mit Goth-Musik Anfang der 80er Jahre losging, war das eigentlich nicht besonders wichtig für mich. Es hat mich nicht so richtig tangiert.
When gothic music got started in the early 80s, it didn't mean much to me. I couldn't really relate to it. I was more of a cheerful chappy. I was into stuff like ABC and Kid Krill and the Coconuts. But then, a few years ago, I read an interesting book about the history of goth called Season of the Witch by Kathy Unsworth. While reading it, I listened to all sorts of different bands that came up in the book, and I suddenly took a shine to some of the music. That solemnity, the holy seriousness, no humor, no irony. I suddenly liked it. And then I also realized I can actually sing it pretty well with the deep vocal range I now have. Which is why I felt like channeling, as they say nowadays, a certain goth attitude in my own way.
Auf meine Art zu channeln, wie man heute so sagt.
That was Hans Niesvand on coming to terms later in life with genres he had long disliked or disregarded. From a distance. We can't wait to find out how the recent move from Seoul to Tokyo will affect his musical penchant. Our next featured artist was born in Izmir, Turkey. When Güner Künyer was 3 years old, her family moved from the big Turkish city on the Aegean to Flensburg, a small German city way up north on the Baltic coast. She now lives in landlocked Berlin.
Yeah.
That was Sabahlar, Turkish for morning, of Günay Künye's new album. Music was not writ large in her family when she was growing up. It was regarded as something for amusement or entertainment. But Günay says music has given her the conviction that it's okay to be who she is. And she has found kindred spirits through music, people who listen to Sonic Youth, Hole, or Meet Puppets in their youth. All that strange, unconventional music of the 90s, as Künye puts it. She left Flensburg to study in Berlin. Her new record is her coming-of-age album, a mix of minimal synthwave, post-punk and shoegaze, and it's called Yaramaz.
Und das bedeutet wortwörtlich übersetzt nichts nutz.
The title means good for nothing. Little kids are called Yaramaz in Turkish when they're cheeky, step out of line, or don't do what their parents tell them to. It can also be translated as rascal, which sounds cuter. So how did I come up with the title? Whenever I spoke to my father on the phone, he'd always ask me, any news that's not good? I played around with the word for a bit and somehow kept seeing myself in it, even though it's more for kids. With this album, I'm celebrating, reclaiming the word Yaramaz. It's also a difficult role to play, this business of breaking ranks, marching to a different drummer, not towing the family line. To me, the title is affirmation, liberation and energy, all rolled into one. I'd say that this is the theme that ties the album together.
Dass das so der rote Faden sein könnte von dem Album.
That was Günay Künye explaining the title of her second album, Yaramaz, on which she sings in English and Turkish. How does she decide when to toggle?
Das mit dem Englischen und Türkischen, das passiert ganz intuitiv, also...
The switching between English and Turkish happens intuitively, just as I generally work very intuitively when making music. I tend to sing songs that are heavy on guitar in English and songs using beats and synthesizers in Turkish. It might be because my biggest input for a very long time was and is music in English. And guitar was the first instrument I learned to play. I didn't start playing solo with beats and synths till about 5 years ago. And I didn't start using Turkish lyrics till 2 years ago. That's how it all comes together.
After studying business and engineering, Günay Künye is now focusing on her musical sounds and is taking them on tour as of the end of April. Her idiosyncratic mix should go down well wherever she plays. Which brings us to the final act of our May podcast. Let's wind it down with another female voice from Berlin. Apocalypse Vega is the singer and guitarist for Acht Eimer Hühnerherzen. The other members of the trio are drummer Benedikt Gramm and guitarist Johnny Bottrop, who used to play in a punk band called Terrorgruppe. The threesome have come up with a new genre they call Nylon Punk. Johnny Bottrop explained the term to us.
Nylon Punk is nicht das gleiche wie Folk Punk oder Folk. Nylon Punk beinhaltet alles.
Nylon punk is not the same as folk punk, much less plain folk. Nylon punk can include anything and everything. Nylon punk means we use nylon strings to control the instruments, the amp, and maybe the distortion pedal or fuzz box too. In other words, nylon punk can be metal. It can include death metal guitar riffs. We're not folk or singer-songwriters by any means, and we actually make all sorts of heavy music with nylon strings. That's Nylon Punk.
Musik auch mit Nylonsaiten. Das ist Nylon Punk.
Acht Eimer Hühnerherzen. The band name, by the way, means eight buckets of chicken hearts. Describe their sound as a fusion of power violence folk, cacophony, and fear of commitment. Their biggest hit to date is called Mittelmaß, meaning mediocrity, which has chalked up 4 million plays on Spotify so far. Their last album made the German top 20. But the band reject album titles. Their debut was untitled, followed by albums called Album, Musik, and now Lieder, which simply means songs. They say no to concepts and usually say, or rather sing, all they have to say within the space of 2.5 minutes. But Apocalypse Vega doesn't like explaining their songs.
Ich mag eigentlich nichts dazu sagen. Also ich
I don't like saying anything about them. I don't want to talk about the lyrics. I think it's better for everyone to hear what they want to hear.
Das hört, was da gerne hören möchte.
That said, the song we're about to hear is about group dynamics. Johnny Bottrop has disclosed at least that much to us after all. This is Doggone Dave Creedon signing off on Ralf Sommer's podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Angie Portman will be back in June to showcase another 5 new albums from Germany. So here's Acht Eimer Hühnerherzen with their track Nackt am Rand, which means something like Naked on the Edge.
A sagt, B sagt, C fragt, A wiederholt, B fragt, C sagt, A meint und B verneint. Wir sitzen irgendwo am Rand und schauen den Rand des anderen an und flüstern leise in die Hand, wer was wofür und warum kann.
Auf das Filmende gespannt.